Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, April 25, 2025.
DeepSeek faces data privacy allegations in South Korea. South Korea's Personal Information Protection Commission has raised alarms about DeepSeek, a Chinese startup known for its AI-powered chatbot, over serious data privacy breaches. The commission claims DeepSeek shared personal data without permission, raising significant concerns about compliance with South Korean laws. This revelation follows the app's removal from stores while its privacy practices are under review. Nam Suk, the director of the commission's investigation bureau, disclosed that DeepSeek sent user prompts and device information to a cloud service in Beijing called Volcano Engine. DeepSeek has acknowledged its oversight regarding South Korea's data regulations and is willing to cooperate, voluntarily halting new downloads of its app. DeepSeek's AI model, which gained attention for its low training costs of under $6 million, poses a challenge to major U.S. tech companies like OpenAI and Google. In response to the allegations, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs reiterated its commitment to data privacy, asserting it has never forced companies to collect data illegally. This incident underscores the ongoing struggle between data privacy and technological advancement in the AI sector.
Frank Lucas champions Federal Reserve independence. Representative Frank Lucas from Oklahoma is championing the independence of the Federal Reserve amid sharp criticisms from former President Donald Trump. He emphasizes the need to protect the Fed from political influence, especially after Trump's recent comments about Chairman Jerome Powell. Lucas believes Trump's decision not to fire Powell could help restore public confidence in the Fed's leadership. His initiative aims to enhance the Fed's autonomy and improve Treasury bond liquidity. With financial markets facing chaos, Lucas highlights the importance of cross-party support to secure stability and ensure long-term economic health. This could be a pivotal moment for trust in our central bank's decisions.
U.S. stock futures drop amid trade concerns. U.S. stock index futures took a hit on April 24, 2025, as investors reacted to ongoing trade policy uncertainties and mixed earnings reports. At 7:14 a.m. Eastern Time, Dow E-minis plummeted by 140 points, S&P 500 E-minis fell by 8 points, and NASDAQ 100 E-minis dropped by 28.25 points. Worries about the Trump administration's tariffs on China fueled this decline, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stating that any tariff reductions wouldn't be one-sided, prompting China to call for the U.S. to lift all unilateral measures. Corporate earnings added to the market's anxiety, as Southwest Airlines and Alaska Airlines withdrew their financial forecasts, leading to share drops of 4% and 6.3%, respectively. In contrast, IBM saw a 6.7% decline after shelving 15 government contracts for cost-cutting. Meanwhile, ServiceNow enjoyed a 7.7% increase in shares after exceeding profit estimates. Analysts like Paul Diggle from Aberdeen expressed concerns about stagflation, which could challenge both consumers and businesses. As the quarterly earnings season unfolds, investors are keenly watching upcoming data on durable goods, existing home sales, and jobless claims for insights into the economic landscape.
Alphabet Incorporated reports impressive Q1 results. Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, has posted impressive financial results for the first quarter of 2025, easing worries among investors during uncertain economic times. The company reported earnings of $2.81 per share, surpassing expectations of $2.01, with total income reaching over $90 billion. Google's advertising revenue, which accounts for nearly three-quarters of its total income, grew by 8.5% to about $67 billion, although this growth was slower than the previous quarter. In response to these results, Alphabet announced a massive $70 billion share repurchase program, boosting its market value by approximately $75 billion. However, challenges remain, particularly due to former U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies, which have led major advertisers, including Chinese platforms Temu and Shine, to cut back on digital ad spending in the U.S. Despite these hurdles, Alphabet is heavily investing in artificial intelligence to enhance its advertising capabilities. CEO Sundar Pichai highlighted that AI integration into Google Search has attracted 1.5 billion users each month. Google Cloud also saw a revenue increase of 28% to over $12 billion. Overall, Alphabet's strong performance and commitment to AI investments provide reassurance to investors, even as economic challenges continue.
Impact of DBSP on Costa Rican banana workers. Around 1,500 former banana workers in Costa Rica are claiming that exposure to the pesticide DBSP has left them unable to have children. Although this harmful chemical was banned in the United States in the 1970s, U.S. fruit companies continued to use it in Costa Rica, where farming rules were not as strict. These workers are still fighting for justice decades later, highlighting the lasting effects of dangerous chemicals in agriculture. This situation raises important questions about corporate responsibility and the urgent need for stronger protections for workers' health. What happens when profit comes before people? It's a reminder of the ongoing impact of past practices on vulnerable communities.
UK Prime Minister seeks new defence agreement with EU. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is leading efforts to establish a new defence agreement with the European Union as trade talks progress. Announced on April 24, 2025, this initiative aims to strengthen connections between the United Kingdom and the 27-nation EU following Brexit. Starmer, who has made security a top priority since his election, believes that working together is vital in today's uncertain world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has commended the strong partnership between the UK and the EU, with both sides hopeful about finalising the agreement at a summit in May 2025. This summit will also cover important topics like energy, fisheries, food standards, and youth mobility. Germany's ambassador to London, Miguel Berger, stressed the need for closer collaboration amid a challenging global landscape. These negotiations are crucial for the UK as it seeks to redefine its role on the world stage while balancing relationships with the EU and the United States.
US regulators embrace cryptocurrency. US banking regulators, including the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, and the OCC, have made a bold move to reshape the landscape of cryptocurrency. On April 24, 2025, they announced a significant change by withdrawing previous warnings that urged banks to be cautious with digital currencies. This shift signals a more supportive environment for cryptocurrencies, opening the door to new opportunities in this fast-growing sector. As acceptance of digital currencies rises, this change could have a ripple effect on global markets. With banks likely to engage more in cryptocurrency activities, we may see increased innovation and competition. But what challenges and risks will come with this new frontier?
Trump's request to reinstate transgender military ban. Donald Trump's administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to bring back a ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. This request follows a nationwide injunction from Judge Benjamin Settle, who ruled that the ban likely violates the Fifth Amendment's promise of equal protection. The Justice Department claims Judge Settle overstepped his authority by blocking the executive branch's decision on military eligibility. The case involves seven active-duty transgender service members and a transgender man seeking to enlist, along with Lambda Legal, a civil rights group challenging the ban. Lambda Legal has condemned this move as an attempt to reintroduce discrimination in the military. In 2017, Trump signed an executive order reversing a policy that allowed open service for transgender individuals, calling their gender identity a falsehood. Judge Settle criticized the current ban as unfair and lacking evidence of harm caused by transgender service members. Meanwhile, Judge Ana Reyes has also issued a nationwide injunction against the ban, which is currently on hold pending appeal. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on an unrelated case involving transgender rights by the end of June 2025.
UN Security Council meeting on unilateralism and global trade. On April 24, 2025, a pivotal meeting unfolded at the United Nations in New York, addressing the urgent issue of unilateralism in international trade. Representatives from over 80 countries gathered to tackle the rising concerns over one-sided trade actions, like penalty taxes, that disproportionately harm developing nations. Venezuela's Samuel Moncada raised serious concerns on behalf of 19 nations, highlighting the financial pressure these measures create. Cuba's Ernesto Sobrin Guzman echoed this, arguing that such actions breach international law and obstruct progress toward the UN's Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. European voices, including Greece's Ioannis Stamatikos, warned that higher tariffs could undermine the global trade system. Fu Tsong, China's representative, cautioned that growing unilateralism threatens the UN-centered order. The discussions emphasized a strong call for openness, responsibility, and mutual exchange in global trade, aiming to shape future international policies.
North Korean cyber spies target U.S. cryptocurrency developers. Cybersecurity researchers from Silent Push have revealed that North Korean cyber spies set up two companies in the U.S., Blocknova's LLC in New Mexico and SoftGlide LLC in New York, to trick cryptocurrency developers. These firms were created using fake identities, violating U.S. Treasury sanctions. A third company, Angelope Agency, is also linked to this scheme, but isn't registered in the U.S. Casey Best, director of threat intelligence at Silent Push, noted that these hackers are part of the notorious Lazarus Group, tied to North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau. The FBI is cracking down on Blocknova's, seizing its domain to combat these digital threats. These operations pose serious risks to the U.S. cryptocurrency sector, often involving fake job offers that lead to dangerous malware designed to compromise developers' wallets and steal private information. Silent Push confirmed multiple victims of this campaign, especially through Blocknova's, which has been the most active of the three companies. This situation highlights the urgent need for vigilance against advanced cyber operations.
Economic uncertainty and its impact. Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, has raised alarms about the uncertainty in U.S. trade policy. Speaking at the University of Minnesota, he warned that this unpredictability could lead to significant job cuts across various industries. Kashkari believes that resolving trade disputes with key partners is crucial for a healthier economy this year. He pointed out that both large corporations and small businesses are feeling the strain, creating a chain reaction that undermines economic confidence. This extraordinary uncertainty may slow down growth as companies hesitate to invest or hire new employees. His remarks highlight the anxiety many businesses and consumers are experiencing, which could have a major impact on the economy. Kashkari emphasized the Federal Reserve's vital role in monitoring these developments to maintain economic stability.
China's call for global economic cooperation. China's finance minister, Lan Fong, recently spoke at AG20 meeting in Washington, D.C., highlighting the urgent need for stronger global economic growth. He pointed out that current trade conflicts are shaking the foundations of financial stability worldwide. Lan emphasized the importance of nations working together and resolving disputes through open dialogue. Representatives from countries like South Africa, Germany, and Japan gathered to discuss key economic issues. With ongoing tensions, especially between the United States and China, uncertainty continues to cloud global markets and slow recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Lan's message underscores China's commitment to collaborating with other nations to foster better economic conditions and support development, particularly in Africa. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.